Resorts World Catskills, where luxury and excitement are so close by. Catch all the sports action and so much more at Resorts World Catskills. Dial *RWCAT to learn more.
The Dave Rothenberg Show on 98.7 ESPN.
Baseball tonight. You can watch it tomorrow night before the Yankees and the Red Sox on ESPN. And that is the wonderful Carl Ravitch. Good morning, Carl. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Dave. Thanks. That's very nice of you to say. Everything is good.
All right. Well, we appreciate a couple minutes. Obviously, we're going to spend a lot of time on the Yankees and the Red Sox. And are you surprised? And I think the answer is you probably have to be. How surprised are you that the Yankees are in this position with the amount of just, you know, unbelievable injuries they've suffered so far this season?
Well, I mean, like I said on Buster's Only's podcast, they didn't replace the second baseman with chicken salad. And once again, last night, you know, DJ LeMahieu proved that Brian Cashman's this season, you know, he's batting close to 1,000. Urshela has been unbelievable offensively. We knew what he could do defensively. LeMahieu's been a superstar. They have certainly overcome or dealt with all sorts of injuries, but they have replaced several of their injured players with all-stars and gold glovers. So that part of it helps. Other teams could have done the same thing with those players, and Cashman and the Yankees did it. You know, one of the conversations we've had recently, the biggest surprise of the first half to me, it's actually the overachieving Twins, who we thought would be good. Look, I thought the Yankees were a World Series contender last year. I think they are very much a World Series contender this year, and I think their ability to overcome those injuries with a terrific bullpen helps out a great deal. They are a loaded team, loaded.
You just mentioned Brian Cashman, and I spent a lot of time in the opening hour of the show today, and for my money, he does not get nearly the credit he deserves. Not even close. I mean, this is a guy that prepares for everything, that is always two steps ahead, has been here for two decades running this team, and right. Yet we don't act like he's a sensational GM. We act like he's just a guy running the Yankees.
Well, I think that the the blessing and the curse of teams like the Dodgers and the Yankees and the Red Sox is that you play in markets in which your salary and payroll generally exceed most others. So the idea that last year Cora wasn't manager of the year, or this year Boone likely won't be manager of the year, it'll go to Baldelli. I think it speaks volumes about what the expectations are, fairly or unfairly, and I think Brian knows that. But, you know, Brian, the target on his back is number of World Series, and that's unfair as well. I think he's as good as there is in baseball. Dave Dombrowski will never get the credit. Andrew Friedman will never get the credit. This season, given all the injuries, it does highlight how great and effective he is. So none of that surprises me. The fact that he's not getting the attention, I agree with you. I think he deserves it. But isn't this, Dave, the same manager of the year conversation you have all the time? They fire a manager. 3 years later, he's manager of the year. Guy hasn't really changed at all, but the team didn't win or lose. In Brian's case, in New York, unless he's winning World Series titles, he's going to find himself in the line of fire.
Right, and it's funny, Carl, that you mention it, because the Yankees are going to the playoffs. We all know that. Whether they win the division, yep, or which they probably will, or get in as a wild card, they're going to the, yep, postseason. But if they don't win the World Series, and they fall short in Game 7 against the Dodgers after having had a, yep, great playoff run, almost every Yankees fan to a man and woman will say, you know what, this was a letdown, a huge disappointment of a season.
Right, and there will always be one or two moves made in the postseason, whether it's the first round, the championship, or the World Series, in which Aaron didn't make, in the opinion of many, the right move. And as a result, if they don't win a World Series, well, he had all the tools and he fell short. He should be fired. Cashman didn't give him enough weapons. He should be let go. They're unrealistic expectations. Because the one thing you learn having covered Major League Baseball for over a quarter of a century is that the best team doesn't always win. It's generally the team playing the best at the time. And as much as I love the Yankees, anybody that would discount a team like the Astros or lose to the Astros or the Red Sox last season and consider it a failure, that's you're jumping so far from the expectation that any team has to unrealistic. It's not right, but that's the beauty of being a fan. Every fan's entitled to their own opinion. It's a wonderful part about sports, and this particular time in our lives, it's a great diversion from reality. It's wonderful.
You're right, and it can be very unrealistic as well. Carl Ravitch is joining us here on 98.7 ESPN. He'll be on Baseball Tonight before the Yankees and the Red Sox finish their series at the stadium tomorrow night. So you talked about the best teams in baseball, and you mentioned the Astros right now, and I know it can change 10 times with trades and all that and injuries. Best team in baseball in your mind is Yankees, Astros, or Dodgers at this moment?
I'd probably defer to the Dodgers if you're literally saying at this time, because I think the Yankees will get better when they get their guys back. I think the Astros, when they get their guys back, will be better. Springer and Altuve are banged up. I think it's the Dodgers. I think Bellinger is having one of those type seasons where you expect him to, if he stays healthy, carry a team all the way to October. Ryu is out pitching Bueller and Kershaw and Hill. I don't know that that continues at the level it does, but, you know, they check all the boxes. And when healthy, so do those other two teams. I think the Red Sox, Rays, and Yankees all make it from the American League as far as playoff teams with the other two division winners. And when you think about the National League, short of the Phillies or Braves making a move to solidify their bullpen, which is where they're both lacking, and I'm not necessarily sure Kimbrel is the answer. Cubs, too, similar situation, closing games, bullpen. One of those three teams will make a significant move or two, which then would put them in the same conversation as the Dodgers. But the Cubs, the Braves, and the Phillies, to me, are a step below or behind the Dodgers. I think they're the clear front runner. In the American League, I think you have the Astros and Yankees when healthy, and then kind of everybody else.
You mentioned in passing Craig Kimbrel, and you may not think that he's the piece that a lot of teams think he is. But regardless of that, do you think that Keuchel and Kimbrel are now going to sign soon as we turn the calendar to June?
Yeah, wouldn't surprise me, although we'll probably never know, that they already have deals with teams in place. That wouldn't shock me at all. And once the Major League Baseball draft occurs and compensation gets off the board, yeah, they'll sign. They'll find teams. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Because, look, the teams we just mentioned, and everybody knows them, all need arms. You could make a case that the Yankees, with all their injuries, could use another arm. Not in the bullpen, but certainly as a starter. I mean, look, and the Yankees have historically piled on. Why wouldn't you sign Dallas Keuchel if it's for the rest of the year? You know, you can do that. You're the Yankees. You're in position to, if you so choose. And then you can perhaps further distance yourself from Rays, Twins, Red Sox, and at least feel really good about yourself against the Astros if Severino never comes back, if Hap or Paxton go down for a short period of time, if you don't want to use CC anymore in the starting rotation. Those are the types of things where the Yankees and others like them have an advantage. They can absorb that, deal with the luxury tax if they have to. It was always a cry on the side of Buck Showalter is that those teams can afford to make the mistakes that the other teams who have owners that aren't willing to spend and have a hard line as far as their budget, they can't afford the mistake. And that's why we go back to the first part of our conversation. Brian Cashman didn't make many mistakes so far.
No, he doesn't make a lot of them. One more for you, Carl, and that's on the Red Sox. Do you think this thing, I mean, because we're not early into the season anymore, and they certainly have scuffled, and their bullpen leaves a lot to be desired. Do you think this turns around for Boston, or do you think this is a hangover year that maybe it just never does?
I think it's one of those years where they tease their fans. They have the talent to compete with every team in a seven-game series. They're probably don't have the talent to compete this season yet with the Houston Astros or the Yankees. And certainly the Dodgers, they're on the same level to me that the Cubs and the Phillies and the Braves are. But again, you know, Dave Dombrowski is one of those guys that do tend to make a deal. You talk about windows in baseball and in sports, you know, their window is not long. All these guys, Betts, Benintendi, Bradley, J.D. Martinez can opt out. But they all have deals that are expiring. So do you go for it again and then go into a process of if you don't re-sign Mookie Betts, you do a slight rebuild while trying to reload? That's the position they find themselves in. I think if you look, Dave, around baseball, you know that Epstein's going to do something. The Dodgers won't be afraid to do something. The Astros will do something. The Red Sox, all the teams that are currently in play have pretty smart front offices as well as budgets that they will all do something to bolster their chances. I don't think Boston goes into a sell mode. I think that they just flirt with the playoffs, get hot, get cold. There is definitely something missing that was there last year. And look, J.D. Martinez was an MVP candidate. Mookie Betts was an MVP candidate. Neither one of them are coming close to emulating their seasons, and they don't have a closure. They've blown games that last year it felt like they didn't blow games. There's definitely something different this season. I think the Yankees can relate to what the Red Sox are dealing with. They're really good, and they're not good enough.
I totally agree. Although I will say this, if they somehow sneak in and they face the Yankees in a best of five, if you're a Yankees fan, right, you're probably terrified about that.
Well, I would agree, and that's why would you go into a sell mode? You can parade Sale out there with, you know, Porcello out there, and you have that offensive lineup that they have, and Devers keeps developing. But why would you? That's the point. I mean, ultimately, you need to get into the tournament and then see what happens. That's why we're looking forward to the College World Series. There are really great teams at the college level, UCLA and Vanderbilt, and there is hardly any assurance that they will end up playing for a World Series title. Just get in and then see what happens.
All right, Carl, we always appreciate it. Thanks so much. Enjoy the weekend, Yankees and Red Sox. We'll certainly check you out tomorrow night on Baseball Tonight prior to
appreciate
the Yankees.
It. Thanks for having me, Dave.
And
really
the Red
appreciate
Sox.
It.
Good stuff, Carl. We appreciate it.
The Dave Rothenberg Show on 98.7 ESPN.